This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Police in Dearborn are investigating reports of a man in the women's restroom at the Macy's store in Fairlane Mall who was apparently jerking it. Here's the story from WXYZ-TV.
It's a lot of women who bring their daughters there, and we send them around to that restroom all the time thinking that it's a safe place.
Stacy Crawford went to Macy's on Friday to get her hair done, but stopped at the bathroom first when another woman started banging on her stall door.
She was knocking on my door, ma'am, ma'am, but I heard, like, it was kind of frantic. I was like, I'm coming, I'm coming. And when I opened up the door, she had her weapon drawn. It was a man coming out the restroom masturbating. I was afraid.
The other woman, asking to be called Miss Jones, is a licensed concealed weapon carrier.
I was very happy that I had something to protect myself with, because someone younger than me might not have anything to protect themselves with.
But that masturbating man, they say, didn't seem fazed.
I said, what are you doing in here? Get out of here. And I just started hollering security.
He walked slowly out of Macy's, and it was just like he had no sense of urgency. He wasn't scared. It seemed like he had did it before.
The man got away, and finally Macy's security came.
And they asked if we wanted them to call the police. And I said to him, what is Macy's policy? Shouldn't Macy's be calling the police? Of course we want you to call the police.
In a statement, Macy says, in part, we take these situations very seriously. We are committed to providing a safe and secure shopping environment. While police investigate, these women want to share a warning.
So I just want people to go with their children to the bathroom and not just send them to the bathroom alone.
I just think about the what ifs.
In Dearborn, Jennifer Ann Wilson, 7 Action News.
Well, I think
a study done in the UK.
I think that generally, the security policy is, I know years ago when I worked in retail, was you had to witness it yourself. Like, I couldn't call security and say there was a guy pleasuring himself in the bathroom until, you know, someone backed that up. If I didn't see it, I couldn't report it, kind of thing.
Like, yeah, it is. It's kind of because they could have just called the police themselves, right. The two girls. You know.
Man, that guy's lucky Miss Jones didn't pull the...
Oh, I thought she was
She's got a name like, a like a superhero.
Yeah.
Put it away.
There's John Wick and Miss Jones.
Yeah.
Put it away.
And Miss Jones.
Miss
Jones. That's not her real name.
No.
That's just your superhero name.
You ruined a day. You put your dick out in front of Miss Jones.
Yeah, Miss Jones should have blown it right off.
If he would have taken one step too far.
Lisa just did like a cop voice. Put it away! Mm-hmm. Scumbag.
It's yeah, awesome. It's... listen, also she's got to protect herself, right?
She can protect herself.
Yeah. So, when the one woman was pounding on the stall door of another woman just to let her know that the jerker was there, is that...
Yeah. Yes, I believe.
Yeah.
She was like, lady, get out of there. I'm about to shoot this guy. It was Miss Jones outside waiting.
You're safe. I'm Miss Jones.
Miss Jones here on the case.
I'm about to shoot this guy.
From the sounds of it, they didn't get the guy, right?
No, he seemed to gingerly walk out with his wiener in hand and just got it away.
Not sure how
the
old security cameras are set up at the old Fairlane.
I don't know. They didn't include any shots in the story there.
They not a single that. One.
But retail is just so... It's taken such a hit that like there's nobody in these places,
it seems.
So they become...
I think it's always been.
Yeah.
When we worked at the store, the department store, I think department stores are magnets for perverts.
Yeah.
Well, it's girls almost guaranteed that they're going to try clothes on. At least it used to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
So there were pervs that were always hanging out there. That's how I always felt like a perv anytime I had to go to the store. And like even if I knew a girl that was trying stuff on... Just sitting in that little waiting area, man, there's nothing like me sitting in the waiting area to have Mrs. Jones come out and shoot me.
Yeah, if I'm in a waiting area.
Mrs. Jones pulls a gun on me every time.
There's definitely chatter.
I know someone in there.
Chatter on the walkie-talkies.
Oh, man.
All right, so you get a big role in Hollywood.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
but your dong is too big, and they ask you to take pills to shrink it.
Can I tell you what pills I'm never taking?
Jesus, God. How come they have those pills and not the opposite?
Well, okay,
because that's easy. Shrinking, it's easy, I guess.
Yeah, making it bigger, that's hard. More than 50 years after he played Robin on the Batman TV show in the 1960s, Burt Ward just got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He told the crowd that his bulge was too big for network TV, so they tried some methods to hide it, including making him take pills that were actually supposed to shrink his equipment.
Oh, my God.
Imagine that's how bad you want to be on
and
TV.
And all you did was be Robin.
You're just Robin. You're Robin. That's it.
That outfit.
That's it.
Not worth it.
No.
Super gay Robin.
He actually took them until someone said, hey, I hope they don't stop you from having kids. And then he realized, you know what? Maybe you're right.
Yeah.
So he stopped.
What did he take?
It doesn't say. They just said pills.
No,
it's
a weird 60s pills. Yeah.
1960s
dong shrinking
pills. They were
quickly banned.
Yeah. Like, who would ever need those?
I don't know.
Did he just say that to cover up the fact that he really was just...
I don't. I feel like...
I don't know.
Chuck, did you take those too many dong shrinking pills?
Yeah, that's it. That's what happened to me.
That's a funny thing. So he's trying to get ahead of it in his 70s or whatever.
Yeah, right. It's a little late now.
Yeah,
right?
It's a little late. Plus, you're just Burt Ward. Nobody was really looking.
Right.
Everybody wanted to see Adam West.
Is like there pictures huge... of him like in a... I'm unfortunately searching Burt Ward bulge.
I think he's like super big in the gay scene because he was a gay guy, wasn't he?
Is Burt Ward gay?
Was he?
I thought he was.
Well, there's him on the table. I mean, he doesn't look like he's...
No, but you got to remember.
Cracking a ton of stuff.
That's the biggest thing anyone's seen on TV right there.
In the 1970s.
At the time, you know?
Yeah.
That's a really embarrassing costume to wear.
Oh, my God. As a man.
I like the idea of an executive being like, you got to shrink your dick. Listen, take these experimental pills. It'll shrink it right up. You'll get on TV. You're gonna be a star, kid. You're gonna be a star.
Really, these pills?
You're Burt Ward, the boy wonder. And your penis is gigantic. You need to shrink it up, kid, or you're never gonna go anywhere.
Now bring it over here.
Bring it over here. Let me have it. That's me. That's too many.
Okay. All right.
I gotta help you.
That was too far. That one when I cupped his,
cupped his unit,
his wonder unit.
Look at that thing; it's beautiful, but we gotta shrink it.
Listen, they're not ready. The John Q. Public is not ready for a donger like that. All right, so come here. We're gonna do some cocaine. I'm gonna get you some pills I got out of Mexico.
Yeah,
we're gonna have them shrink your stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if he was gay. I think a lot of gay guys were into him, but I don't believe he himself. There's nothing really that...
That thing looks like you got all of Burgess Meredith in your pants. You got to shrink it up. It's graphic.
It's the early days of all that.
Back when, like, an executive could just probably slap that man.
Yeah.
This is his audition for Robin.
You want to be Robin, don't you?
From 1965.
Oh, geez. They made him wear those stupid shoes.
Well, I'm going to do a couple of throws and a couple of falls.
I think you just had to roll around. They're like, hey, roll around, you big giant.
I'm going to take the throws.
All right, let's do a couple of falls.
I think Burt Ward...
This is how you got a job on TV back then. You just had to do some somersaults.
No actual acting.
All right.
It's so funny that they were like, listen, we're not hiring a stuntman. So if we have to flip you, you're the one who has to take the fall.
Kid, you're going to get tossed around like a rag doll. And listen,
we got to.
It's wild stuff. I think that he might be losing it because.
Wow.
I don't think there's anything outlandish in there.
He was married 3 times.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Yeah, if he had a real hog, it would have stuck with him.
I thought he was.
There's a lot that comes up. A lot of gay guys had crushes on him.
Sure.
And the character Robin, always, you just assume, right? Yeah. I think that's probably what stuck in your head.
Yeah, it's weird. The whole thing was weird. That whole show was so weird. The whole thing.
It doesn't make any sense that it was a hit.
Well, it doesn't. Because it was so funny. Like, the funny kept it going.
And it just...
Yeah, but you guys, there was nothing on... Like, we're looking back now, right? Look forward then. There was nothing like that on television before, and there was no Batman show and no superhero show, so...
But I will say this. So, like, as crazy it was, the villains that were on that show were all awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Like that original Penguin.
Eartha Kitt.
Oh, yeah. All the cat women that were on
it. I was reading something about Eartha Kitt that Nixon was like investigating her and tried to have a smear campaign.
Well,
and
sure.
She had to like leave the country for a while. The 60s were a wild time.
They were. But like the guy who was the Riddler was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
The dude that played the Joker back then amazing.
Right? Yeah, what's that Eartha Kitt was Catwoman, right?
Yeah, three different Catwomen.
The guy who played the Joker was awesome. And Burgess Meredith, dude, he played the Penguin.
Yeah.
He was awesome as the Penguin.
That's what I mean. So like as crazy as the show was and really as bad at times, they had these like great actors that played these villains.
But even through its badness, it was entertaining. I remember being a kid and it was on Nick at Night and I'd watch it and I was just like, this is Batman.
Yeah.
What?
For me, he was the Batman. That was Batman.
Adam West is a legend, dude.
You know, the movie started to be made. But like as a kid who collected comic books, we never expected a Batman movie to ever be made.
Do you guys ever see the like 80s? It was from the 80s. Like there was a live action Spider-Man.
No.
And like the coolest thing they could do with him was they figured out a way to have him crawl up a building. I bet that dude risked life and limb to make that.
Oh my God. They're like, climb,
do it. You want to be Spider-Man, don't you, bitch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, another celebrity nerd this morning. Eric has a comment here. Hi, Eric. We're talking about the fact that Robin from the Batman TV show had to take pills to shrink his dong. You wanted to chime in about something.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know about that. He's never told me about that. But he and I are actually pen pals. And he's actually a super nice guy. And
you're pen pals with Big Dick Robin?
Burt Ward.
That's amazing. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I mean, but that seems like the first thing I'd tell my pen pal.
Yeah. How long have you been pen pals with him?
A couple years now. I wrote him a letter. When I got the divorce, my ex left me with my son, and to explain it to my young son, I told him that his mom was letting us live like Batman and Robin, and he decided he wanted to be Batman. So I wrote that I told that story to Burt Ward, because he does some work with dogs now. He does charitable work with dogs now. And he wrote me back. And we just started writing letters back and forth.
Wow.
But I don't know about the dong thing, but he's actually responsible for giving us Bruce Lee.
Burt Ward found Bruce Lee?
Burt Ward and Bruce Lee used to live across the hall from each other in an apartment building. And Bruce Lee got his job as Kato because of Burt Ward.
Whoa. Wow. Hmm. That's kind of cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Kato's a cool-ass character.
Yeah. Which one was that, in the Green Hornet or something?
Green Hornet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in.
Yep. No, love the show, guys. Thanks.
Yeah. I haven't heard the words pen pal together for
quite a while.
Gotta find a 70-year-old guy to be a pen pal.
Well, and I thought that this guy was going to be like, yeah, you know, I've been pen pals with him for 25 years back when he used to, like, you know, when there were pen pals.
Yeah, I know.
2 years ago.
Brand new.
Stumbled across. Started writing Burt Ward about 2 years ago.
Yeah, write something. Burt Ward. Burt Ward will write you back.
That, like, is something I'd assume Al Beck would do.
I'll bet you. Okay. Let's see. Let's take it back.
Do you think he's
has he had pen pals?
Yes.
I'm going to put money down on it.
Yes.
I don't think he's had a pen pal.
He's had a pen pal. Al Beck, have you had pen pals?
Oh, only through Western Union.
Okay.
Western Union.
Yeah. He needs money.
Yes.
But no real pen pals.
No.
Have you ever thought of writing to some of your famous MASH stars that are, well, if any of them are still with us?
There's like three left.
There's three.
And absolutely every day I think of it.
Oh, okay. Just haven't done it.
The proudest moment of my life recently was Loretta Swit liked a comment on Instagram.
No, but
I made contact with Hot Lips Houlihan.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Hot Lips Houlihan.
Made contact. She acknowledged you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She did.
Yes, because no one's tweeted about her in 3 years.
Exactly.
She saw
something
one and was
all
like,
of a sudden
oh.
popped up.
Yeah. What's her name? Lorena Swixie?
Loretta Swit.
How old is she now?
Oh, about 105.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Loretta Swit. Let's see her.
She's still the second
Loretta
that comes
up. She was born in 1937. She's 82. She was Hot Lips Houlihan, you said, right?
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
Yeah, wow. And she's on Twitter. Good for her, I guess.
Who played the original Hot Lips in the movie?
Oh, I can't remember what her name was.
Mm. They changed it, though.
Yeah.
They changed her for TV.
Yeah. It was a great cast in the movie, man. Donald Sutherland.
Yeah.
Elliot Gould.
Oh.
Okay.
Tom Skerritt, Viper
from
Top
Gun. What's that noise? That's people turning off their radio.
Tom Skerritt.
He's getting excited.
They have no idea.
Yeah, you could hear Al get excited by the party talk. He's like, Tom Skerritt.
I let him. You got to let him get it out.
Sally Kellerman, by the way, who played Hot Lips in the
movie. Hot Lips Houlihan's got some side boob going there in the movie.
Well, she didn't mess around in the movies.
Robert Duvall?
Yeah, he's a very accomplished actor. He was involved with MASH.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go. God
damn, Al. I didn't know.
All right, Al. Time to get some pen pals, my friend, because they'll write you back, apparently.
That's a lot of time on my hands. Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A guy in Georgia broke into a tire store last week, but he had to call 911 on himself when he got trapped under a pile of tires. How did that work out for him? Here's the story from Fox 5 in Atlanta. Take a listen.
Yeah, police say he was inside this tire store when a stack of tires fell on him. No. That's when he needed the help and made that phone call. When police arrived, they were able to rescue him, then promptly arrested him. It's closing time at Salgado Tires here in Cartersville.
Oh boy, look out.
Stacks tires 7 feet high against the back door to reinforce it. Just a few days ago, a man broke in, tearing the back door off its hinges.
Did the man break the door?
Yes.
Once inside, a stack of tires fell on the intruder, trapping him. He was able to call 911. He told the operator he needed help, but wasn't sure where he was. Investigators pinged his phone, and it led them to Salgado Tires.
Hold on. What, did the tires land on him perfectly, that he was inside the tires?
I would assume he was crushed by the tires.
Yeah.
Tires
are heavy. Heavy, yeah.
Yeah.
That takes me to a real...
Tires
you couldn't
on you.
Push tires off you?
Dude. Depending on... Those are like big 4x4 tires.
They look very heavy.
Dude, big tires are no joke.
We could try it, Dave, if you want.
Okay.
Yeah,
let's
put tires on you and see if you can...
How did Dave
them.
Get crushed to death? He did the tire challenge.
It took me to a real dark place already, the story, because for 9 days I changed tires at a tire changing place.
How many days?
Nine days. I did nine hard days.
And at a tire place.
At a tire place.
And it was very hard work changing tires.
Oh, I bet like it would
lifting
be.
Tires up and putting them on a car. I was like, I'm much too delicate. But my dad, he worked in Ohio for Cooper Tire, and his job for many years before he started doing the military stuff again was to take tires like a man in each hand and throw them and fill tractor trailers up with them.
With tires.
Yeah. And he got paid by the trailer.
Wow.
Mm. He was pissed.
North Tennessee Street.
I bet.
He broke in on the back door.
Police found 30-year-old Nathaniel King stuck under some tires. He couldn't move. Officers managed to free him. A friend of the owner says King did not appear to be hurt, but was extremely upset.
Honestly, he was crying, saying, please no. My wife is waiting for me, please.
I love that this guy's making him out as a total pussy.
Yeah.
That's amazing. He was crying, my wife.
He did a good impression of him.
I want to go home.
King was arrested after the officer wanted to press charges.
He was crying, saying, please no. My wife is waiting for me. Please don't do nothing. I want to go home.
King was arrested after the owner said he wanted to press charges.
I talked to the owner on the phone, and he says, no, take him to Yale. He could steal a lot of things in there.
King is charged with criminal trespass
damage
to property.
Yeah, he must blow the tire out of a tiny little tire.
That's stupid.
And police say that King initially told them someone was chasing him, so he ran into the store to hide. Police didn't buy that story.
No. That guy is hilarious. The owner of that tire shop is hilarious. He said, please, please, the tires and me a pin by my vagina. Please.
I love that he called him out.
My wife, no, I take him to a Yale.
He like called the main guy or whatever. He's like, take him to Yale.
Take him to Yale immediately.
Take him to Yale.
Yeah, I think that I'd be able to slowly push them off one by one to pull myself out from. I mean, it wasn't like there was 500 tires.
I'd like to know how many tires were on him.
Yeah.
It does make you think.
You should be able to, but he seems like a tiny man, and they could be big tires, but mostly it's probably meth.
I was going to say, he probably was out and then woke up and realized he was pinned.
Yeah. Knocked him out. Like maybe.
Your tires, Chuck, on your Jeep. Oh.
Yeah. No, like I have a thing on the back. I have to like install something and I know I can't even do it myself.
Yeah.
Because my tire's going to be just too damn heavy to try and.
Yeah. My dad was like always telling me about how like big tires like that, that was when he was like his most pissed off.
Oh, I bet.
Come on, dude. I feel like it was a big tire day. Oh, sweet Jesus.
Just run.
He is on the rampage today.
Yeah, that's no good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I'm not going to do the tire challenge, but
I think we should.
I feel like I could push my way.
I think you could get out of most tire situations.
Yeah. Well, you know, it depends on the car. You know, like you got some Prius tires fall on you.
Yeah, that's.
I think you're going to escape.
Yeah, that's probably one of your best tire avalanche situations.
You know, Mini Cooper tire, you're good.
Yeah.
You should be good.
Little if you need somebody to dump up a whole rack of tires on you, Dave, let me know.
Okay. I'll push it over. Thanks for the offer.
We should get a sponsor on that.
Yeah, we probably can.
Will Dave
Goodrich.
Will Dave die today? That's what we'll call it. Today, we salute Diego. He's a 100-year-old Galapagos tortoise, and he's been credited with breeding his species back from extinction because he effed it back to life.
Ah, boy.
Yeah. Get after it.
I am Diego.
Diego?
You are the banging turtle.
There's Diego.
I am the man who made all of this possible.
He was involved in a captive breeding program that brought the species back to a population of over 2,000, much of it thanks to Diego, they said.
It is so much shale. He's up to me.
What a hero.
Yeah.
I will have sex with all the women. Jace.
It probably takes him a long time, too, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've seen turtle sex and tortoise sex.
Well, this is what it sounds like.
Yeah, get it, Diego.
No, that's the wrong sound. That's me.
Sorry, I hit the wrong file. It's just
oh, there it is.
Diego. I love all my life.
I don't know how it is happening.
The humans, they pick me up. They put me in a tank.
They put me in a sex prison.
It is the base. It's great.
The power of Diego's tortoise goo was responsible for about 40% of the population growth. Now Diego's being sent back to his home on the Galapagos Islands, and he'll retire a legend.
I have a 1 million of grandchildren.
He probably does.
There you go.
It's up to me and my turtle wiener.
So you're telling me I have to pound everybody? Okay.
It was 100 years ago that humans have snatched me up.
That's true.
Put me
They're so old.
Prison of
yeah,
sex.
He's 100 years old.
That's amazing.
Nuts. Well, good for him. Good for Diego. I'm sure it was a fun ride. Douchebag of the day here on Dave and Chuck the Freak. And coming up, what did this douchebag use as a shield when the cops tried to tase him? Let's get to that.
You're a douche.
I'm not a douche.
You're a stupid douche.
You are so a douche. I'm nominating you for Biggest Douche in the Universe Award, you douche.
Dave and Chuck the Freak salute the douchebag of the day.
As police prepared to take a guy into custody with the aid of a stun gun in Pennsylvania, he decided he would use a shield in an attempt to prevent officers from shocking him. That shield? His 11-year-old son.
Oh.
Can he stand that again?
Shut up, boy.
Oh, Jesus. This always hurts.
It hurts so bad.
He's been tased several times.
I've been tased 9 times.
Thanks, son. Love you, boy. Oh, I love you, boy. Hang on. Hang on. It's almost over.
It's always bad. Is my hair smoking again?
It is.
It's my... Oh, jeez.
Oh, you beat your pants, boy.
I did, yes.
When state troopers arrived yesterday at a residence with an arrest warrant for 35-year-old Daniel Taylor, he was not prepared to surrender.
Jesus, no.
He was found hiding in the home's attic, where he refused police commands to surrender. Instead, he held his 11-year-old in front of him when they threatened to tase him.
That's so terrible.
I just came in here to see if you had my headphones. I don't know what... Jesus... Easy, police. Easy.
The kids try to talk the police down.
I didn't choose this.
Oh, man, huh?
An initial attempt to stun the guy failed when the device was accidentally deployed against a state trooper who went down pretty hard. But then they got him the second time around. They managed to avoid the kid and get him, and that allowed the cops to place him in custody.
That was close. Oh. That was a close one.
Poor kid.
That kid's life pretty bad.
Yeah. Oh, it's so bad.
This guy charged with multiple crimes, including aggravated assault, endangering the welfare of a minor, both of which are felonies. He was arraigned. He's locked up in the county jail in lieu of $30,000 bail. There's his mugshot.
My dad sucks.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, my dad sucks
really
real
does,
bad.
100%.
He sucks so bad.
You got a bad dad, kid. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
More than 1 in 5 Americans will stay on hold with customer service indefinitely, according to a new poll. Like, James, they will wait until you answer.
Yeah, I'll sit there and wait.
You've
I'll
had
wait you
some
out.
Issues lately, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was a rough week last week, I'll tell you.
Uh-oh.
It was a rough week.
James on customer service.
How long?
Well, one phone call that should have taken 10 minutes took 45.
Oh, God, you'll never get it back.
I'm still waiting for somebody who's been hassling me to call them to schedule some stuff to get done at the house. They've been hassling me to call them to schedule. I'm still waiting for them to call me back.
Oh, my God. Man.
And then the other call that I had to make, the wait was like 20 minutes, but they did not give me the answer I was seeking. So
wow.
Well, 31% of people will only wait 5 minutes. 34% will wait up to 15 minutes before they hang up. And 22%, though, are like James. They'll stay on the phone as long as they need to. Sometimes you have to.
Yeah, one
like
time.
Like, there's certain things, like, you just have to hold on for.
It's important. Like, right. You need to get something sorted out.
I like when they'll call you back.
Dude, the worst that this ever happened to me, and this is no joke, I was on the phone for 2.5 hours with somebody.
That's terrible.
And I was like,
oh, my God.
I was on hold, I think, for 55 minutes with Microsoft.
Yeah, I was, mine was, like, a cable place that was, like, I was, my apartment complex had recommended I go through this cable place.
Yeah.
So then I call them, and they come out, and they're like, we can't do it here, there's, you know, we have to have this thing, and you can't put it on a building or whatever,
right.
And I'm like, okay. And then I start getting a bill, like, they had signed it up, so then I had to cancel, and to cancel it took me about a week, a bucket of tears.
Yeah.
And just so much rage you couldn't even imagine. And I sat through, and it was like the lady was trying to, all she had to do was cancel an account. And it was like she was trying to hack into the U.S. missile programs.
Right. It's that hard.
She kept saying things like, I'm going to try this. I'll see if that'll. I'm like, try that. Hit cancel.
Yeah.
I hate when they make you call to cancel something.
Oh, my God.
Like, if any.
But that's
small
not,
thing
I believe that's on
it's
purpose.
So they
it
can
is on
talk.
Eventually,
so
you'll be like, okay, fine, and hang up, and then you just keep it.
So that they can, get you to stay. Because a lot of times you'll cancel to be like, they're like, so you're canceling? I'm like, yeah, I'm canceling. They're like, but if you got this price, would you cancel?
Yeah.
Yes, no, yeah, I'm canceling. Yeah. But if we threw in these 4 other things and gave you that price, would you cancel?
This is like giving me flashbacks to my phone call earlier last week.
Right. Yeah. So that's what it's all about. And I know you said you like it when you like, you give them a phone number and they'll call you back. I'll tell you, I just had the best thing ever is when it's just a chat.
Oh, chat.
Oh, I've done that.
Oh, my God. So I just had to
do that anytime I can.
I had to do something that it involved an email that from an old place we used to work. And that's how I signed up.
Wow.
So there's no way to access it. And this guy on this chat was so cool and fixed everything and made it all. And it was like within 3 minutes, I was like,
nobody goes for the chat.
That's great. I didn't expect it to be like that at all.
Sometimes too.
I was like, this is never going to work.
Sometimes it's still frustrating because you'll type. They're obviously doing multiple chats at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
So you'll see little dots, but then it takes like 4 minutes for the message to appear. And you're like, come on.
I couldn't believe this.
The cool thing about a chat, too, is there's a record of everything everybody said to you.
Yes.
Because I've had people lie, straight up lie.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it's brutal.
Also, 1 in 7 people say they wish hold music wasn't a thing. A lot of us would rather sit and stew in silence while we wait.
Well,
I hate that hold music.
Well, because number one, it doesn't sound good.
It's horrible.
So it's just barely coming through on the crackly speaker. And everyone does the same thing when you're on hold. You hit speaker.
Yeah.
And you put your phone down. You go about your day. And then when you hear something, you know you got to go back to the phone. Well, half the time that music is barely audible, and then all of a sudden you'll hear something, you're like, oh, they're back, and like, no.
Do you get the anxiety like you're going to miss them?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Because I get extreme anxiety from that when I do that.
Well, because I have missed them before.
Yeah, and then they hang up, and then you got to start all over
Why
again.
Why do they play such bad music to make you hang up?
Maybe they do, because CVS.
That's a good question.
It's horrible.
So many people complained about CVS, they changed their whole music. This is what it used to sound like. Does it work?
It's terribly bad.
It's not working. Oh, hold on. I muted it because I was loading it. Didn't want it to start automatically. Anyway, this was it. Take a listen.
Oh, yeah. I've heard this
to get you off the phone.
But, like, you know how it sounds bad, too? Like, it's very low quality.
And they keep repeating it over and over and over. Your call is important to us.
Mm-hmm.
Please hold the line.
Please continue to hold.
Yeah, and then it's...
We're experiencing higher than normal call volumes.
Yes, it's always that. It's like, always why?
Why is there always a boom when I need this? I think you're lying.
Yes, there's always a boom. That's always what you say. It's always higher than normal.
Always experiencing higher than normal call volumes. And I'm like, I think you lied.
Are they trying to lull you into some kind of calmness, knowing that James is on the other line?
Well, it doesn't help because I'm just cooking. Every minute, I'm getting hotter. And hotter,
hotter. You're like
there's one
simmer.
Time they were like, "We're gonna put you on hold and transfer you to somebody else." I'm like, "Are you? I'm gonna tell you right now, you do that. You're gonna put me on hold. I'm gonna be 10 times more pissed than I'm already pissed now."
Sir, so don't use that kind of language. That's aggressive. We'll hang up on you.
Listen,
did you do that? I'm gonna go back with the vengeance, with the fear of the Bible, the New Testament style.
Please don't speak to me like that, sir. I'm a very religious person. We're going to hang up on you right now.
The worst time I ever had was it was another video game issue, and the first person that answered the phone was from America, but they could not communicate with you. Like you had no idea what they were saying.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were Cajun or if they were. I don't know.
Cajun.
I don't know. Like what? And so I had to abandon it, Cajun. And that was terrible because it was like 40 minutes.
Listen, I could have.
I know. I guess so. I don't know what was going on.
He says he wants you to turn off your Xbox and turn it back on.
I need to tell him I've done that for God's sake. You son of a bitch. You don't think I've turned it off?
He says to stop yelling. Because it's trying to help you and you're very simple.
I'm very simple.
Turn and rename or reboot that dog.
He says you need to reboot it.
Yeah. Yeah. But then, so I deal with that guy. I hang up. I just hang up. I'm like, I give up.
Lisa Cajun translator.
I call back.
That's my future.
Yeah, it's not bad. Not a bad service.
Probably a need for it.
Times get tough.
She's like, okay, yeah, I got every part of that one. That's a gumbo recipe. Yeah.
She's writing it down. But the worst is when you're on there and you wait 40 minutes and then they tell you that they have to put you on hold on in another department.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wait and you talk to that person. They're like, oh, no, we can't help you here.
You got to go back to the person that just sent you over.
Exactly.
Here.
Like, and they'll play that game sometime. I think I've done it about 3 times.
Yeah, you got to tell the story like 72
times.
Oh, man. Oh, I hate that. You got to repeat everything. Did you guys ever have the thing where they say they're going to transfer you and then it hangs up
on
you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
I almost snapped a coffee table in right in half. Karate chopped it right in half. Dude. That happened to me.
No, like, they were shuffling me around on one of these things, like shuffled me to a department, shuffled me to another one, and then after, I was like, man, it's been 15 more minutes, and all of a sudden, like, there was a click, like someone just picked the phone up and hung it up.
I'm mad at the click of doom. It's terrible.
Hello?
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 No! No!
I went out. I bought a bunch of fertilizer.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. I think everyone's experienced the click of doom. Al Beck said he waited on hold for an hour and they hung up on him.
Oh.
When someone finally picked up, and that, I think they do it on purpose too. They're sick bastards. They're like, oh, this guy's been on hold 59 minutes. Just wait. Hello.
You know what I think what happens sometimes is like I've got like lunch in 5 minutes and Dave calls me and I'm like, oh yeah, hold on. Then I just put him on hold and then I go to lunch.
Yeah.
And like someone else comes in and they're looking at this blinking thing and they're like, I don't want to really answer this. I don't want to deal with whoever this is. And they just pick it up and click it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's nuts. I know they do that.
It happens.
And I like reality like fades to white when I get so mad when that happens. I'm like, ooh.
When they did it to me, I think the issue was they answered it by mistake because I sat there on hold and the music stopped and I heard like typing. I said, hello? And it clicked.
Oh, no.
I didn't do this. This was you.
So 80% of us have been so frustrated we've either started swearing at a customer service rep
or broken
down in tears.
I've done both.
I've broken down in tears.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What made you cry, James?
The cable company.
Yeah.
They couldn't get the bill right. They couldn't fix it. They didn't want to come install stuff.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I was at the end of my rope, man.
So did you cry on the phone to the person?
Yeah.
How did they react to your tears?
I didn't give a crap. They transferred me where I needed to go. And then I think I just hung up and I told my fiance, I'm like, I'm done. You got to handle it. I can't do it. I've tried. But you have to call the cable company like 3 times in a week, like 3 days in a row. And it ends up being a 2-hour ordeal. Like all I want to do is just rev up, get the car engine going. And I'm going to do because I had to decide to drive my car right through the front window of the showroom.
Yep.
Take the
modem right out of the wall. Yeah. Right out of the floor.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine someone crying to me.
What did they say when you started crying? They didn't say anything. I didn't acknowledge your tears.
Crying because I told them like I'm like, you don't understand. I'm a grown ass man. I'm like a 38-year-old adult right now, and I'm in tears. I'm like, I don't know what else I could do to tell you. I keep telling the same story. All you guys do is keep telling me to keep doing the same thing. It doesn't work. Nobody wants to come and give me the package. Nobody wants to come and do the install. You guys won't give me a new modem if I go into your place.
Nope.
It's too high tech of a device. I need some sort of like government clearance to operate this stupid ass. Piece of equipment.
Yep.
Almost swore.
James.
Almost swore just trying to relive
that
moment.
Mad that it brings you to tears.
That's sad.
That's
sad. It's tragic.
Yep. And it's mostly like it's the anger just turns into pure frustration, which then turns into sadness because I'm like, nobody cares.
Well,
nobody cares.
I will say this, just in what I know of everything, there's two different levels of people that you can deal with, right? There's just your guy sitting in a warehouse full of phones. And honestly, that guy doesn't know how to do anything. No, he really doesn't.
He has no authority.
By the way, there are people at call centers that are admitting they used to totally hang up on people because they didn't want to deal with them. Someone in Tampa, someone from a different call center. So, yeah, it happens.
But much like James, I was trying to get a situation taken care of, and it was like, no one could do it. Nobody could do it. And then I went back, and I found like an email with a special phone number.
Jesus.
Yeah, you lucky dog.
I know.
And then you can make it work.
And I called that special phone number. And that person fixed it within, like, 2 minutes. And I was like, it just sucks that everyone doesn't have a special phone number. Nope.
Let's hope you don't make people break down in tears if you work at a customer service line, because it happened to James.
The thing is, though, I always think, like, so James cried, but how many times has the customer service guy cried?
After I'm done with him?
Oh, like, just, and, like, just, yeah. That's because he's, that's only, James is only one part of their day, let alone the other 30 calls that they've taken.
And just for the record, I'm not irate like that, like right off the bat.
No,
I'm very nice.
It takes a while to get there.
Yeah, like it's a buildup.
Yeah.
So, and like I said, when I cried, it was 3 days of buildup, and I was like, I'm done with it. Like, I don't have time with it. Like, my mental health is probably in shambles right now. I should go talk to a medical professional about it. Yeah. But instead, I'm wasting my time talking to your customer service.
All right. Yeah.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.